For months, Ohio lawmakers have been debating how to provide hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for a new Cleveland Browns stadium. A state senator from Coleraine Township is pushing for a different funding approach, one that could help the Cincinnati Bengals, too. You're tuned to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me in this recorded conversation to talk about state funding for stadium projects and what it could mean for Hamilton County's negotiation with the Bengals are Ohio State Senator Bill Blessing, a Coleraine Township Republican. Welcome back, Senator Blessing. And Cincinnati attorney Tom Gabelman. Thanks for being here, Tom.
Thank you.
Senator Blessing, Governor DeWine proposed a gambling tax increase to generate money for stadium projects. The House killed that idea, had a bond issue in its version of the budget. The Senate killed that idea. Explain what the Senate version of the state budget has in it now for stadium funding.
Yeah, so the state Senate's plan here uses the unclaimed funds fund, if you will, in Ohio, which has, you know, it's funny. I talked to LSC and they said they had thought it was $3.4 billion, but I've heard estimates as high as $5 billion. But what it does is it transfers $600 million into a fund that would be specifically used for the Brook Park Browns proposal. And the remainder, which is, I think, about $500 or $600 million, goes into this escheatment fund, which basically the amount that they came out upon was, I think it's like $1.1 or $2 billion coming out of unclaimed funds. And that was stuff that has been funds that have been for longer than 10 years. They've been in there. Nobody's claimed them. That's the amount that has escheated and can be pushed into these two funds for this stadium development. Although I would be remiss if I didn't point out that citizens can still actually claim that money. But I think given that as large as the fund is, the you know, Senate is banking on the idea that, you know, a lot of these people are likely deceased. They're not going to claim the money. So I guess we'll see how that plays out.
And Senator Blessing, there's nothing in the budget currently for Paycor Stadium renovations, right?
That's correct. This is only for the Cleveland Browns. However, that escheatment fund having $500, $600 million in it, if this were to pass, presumably could be used for Paycor Stadium. In fact, I think there's a letter circulating that a lot of the teams are getting on that they want to do something similar to what the Browns did, but they want the money to come out of unclaimed funds.
Senator Blessing, in your view, going back to basics, why should the state be helping to fund these projects at all? There are, you know, a lot of people who have questions about that.
So I should point out that I, you know, obviously wasn't a fan of the House proposal. You know, the Senate plan is better, though I'm not a fan of that either, because I think there are some constitutional questions that have been brought up, whether it's, you know, Fifth Amendment issues with respect to, you know, requiring just compensation and public use or even due process. But here's the catch, you know, and one of the reasons why I was happy to work with Tom on some of these things, that I think most people want to see, all things considered equal, the Bengals stay, the Browns stay. They want to have sports teams. They are a draw, but they want to get a good deal for it. And that's one of the reasons why I had Senate Bill 150, which was obviously based on the governor's proposal to use an increase in sports betting taxes to pay for it, which of course would hold the vast majority of taxpayers harmless, or Senate Bill 199, which Mr. Gabelman had worked on, which was a 2% tax on gross wagers, often called the handle. So, but I will say, you know, I obviously would prefer, you know, education funding and property tax relief and those things to come first. But I think generally speaking, this is where Ohioans are.
And you know, you mentioned property tax relief and education spending. I guess there's some people who would argue, hey, the money could be used for stuff like that instead.
Oh, absolutely. Which is one of the reasons why, like, if you look at Senate Bill 190 that I did with Senator Ken Smith, I mean, we covered a lot of ground. We did the $900 million per year property tax circuit breaker, paid for it in full. And in fact, if we had, you know, changed some of the reforms in there, we could have very easily funded, you know, pretty close to the entirety of the Fair School funding formula and not touched any of the funds that could have been used for the stadiums had we chosen to increase the sports betting tax rate to do it. So I think that, like, let's say that we did something like Senate Bill 190 and what the governor wanted to do in the budget with respect to the teams, I think most folks would, broadly speaking, agree with that, because you had a significant amount of property tax relief. Schools are in good shape. Locals are held harmless with that. And frankly, nobody but those who are betting, for example, are paying for these stadium repairs. So in a sense, it's a user fee.
Yeah. Tom, you're not part of the legal team negotiating a new lease with the Bengals anymore, but you were for many, many years. How important do you think state money is, a state contribution is, to getting a deal done with the team?
Well, I mean, you could still do a deal with the team without the funding in place, but it's in terms of the length of the deal and the necessary investment to renovate a stadium, you do need state assistance. And I think the concerns that we had going back probably almost 6-7 years ago, knowing where stadium costs have gone, not just obviously in Ohio, but throughout the country, where, you know, we built Paycor Stadium for about $395 million plus the property acquisition. Well, today the average new stadium is north of $2.5 billion. And realistically, there is no funding stream, no financing stream that we could do in Hamilton County, much less throughout the state of Ohio, to try to do that. So the concern we had, and the reason that we began to research this at Frost Brown Todd and in the team that we had put together, we looked over the years that, you know, I've been involved in public financing and funding of projects, to continue to try to go back to capital projects and compete with other projects all across the state, or to take money from the general fund, to take dollars away from school funding, from education, from mental health services, social services, safety. It just does not make sense. And so when we researched, we basically said, what source of funding is out there that we could capitalize on that would not deduct from that general fund, would not take dollars away from education and mental health, but could actually be sustainable, not just for the big three in Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Columbus, but all 18 professional stadia all across Ohio. And so what we did, and this is when we kind of walked through, and we actually started meeting with Senator Blessing almost 2 years ago on this proposal. And so basically what we looked at and said, it's just not about the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals. We've got to look and say that, you know, the Toledo Mud Hens and the Columbus Clippers and the Dayton Dragons. And if you want to go up to Akron and East Lake and all of those professional stadia within their community, they are major economic drivers. They're huge in Cincinnati, Columbus, and Cleveland with our MLB and NFL teams and NBA teams. But each of those communities that have stadiums, they know their economic drivers. And you've got to have that funding in place. So what we came down to, with gambling now being legalized in Ohio, and you have the big three in terms of sports vendors, DraftKings, FanDuel, and so on, and their gross revenue a year from Ohio is about $10 billion a year beginning in 2026 and 2027. $10 billion a year. They have no investment, no capital investment in Ohio. They have little, if any, employees in Ohio. And so what we said was, look, that is a resource. Right now, we take 20, they have a 20% tax rate. That's all allocated to education. Small portion goes to veterans, and a small portion goes to problem gambling. Now, if we just take a 2% fee, It's not a tax. It's a fee. If you bet in Ohio and DraftKings says, for every bet you place, $100 bet, I'm going to charge you $2. Or if I'm FanDuel as a competitor, I'll take that $2. Your bet's free. You have no fee. Okay. Now that 2% generates $200 million a year that we would have in the state of Ohio to fund all of our professional stadia. That generates almost $6 billion over a 30-year period. That is a sustainable fund, not a one-off fund, not an unclaimed fund that comes from the citizens that lost their money, misplaced their money, but they placed it in trust with the state of Ohio. And so comment on that. But this is one that's tied to sports. The reason that Ohio leads the nation, we're in the top five in terms of betting on sports. So let's say you're making all this money, sports vendors, you're making $10 billion a year because we allowed it. We have more sports betting because we have the professional teams that we do. Well, that's the logic tie. It makes no sense to take money out of unclaimed funds and to pay for a stadium in Cleveland for a sports group that has net worth of $10 billion plus dollars, not taking it from the Ohio citizens. That's what's wrong. There's no logic tie. And before you take it out of, you take $600 million out of that fund, take that $600 million and put it back into education. I can tell you the teachers in Ohio would love to have $600 million allocated back to the classrooms, not to some stadium in Cleveland, not when we have a sustainable fund right here that we could use and put in place. And Senator Blessing has that bill pending right now in Senate Bill 199, pending right now in the Ohio Senate.
We're talking in this recorded conversation about state funding for stadium projects, what's in the Senate version of the state budget, and other potential approaches. Senator Blessing, you referenced that bill, Senate Bill 199, and another bill that you have pending. Those proposals obviously didn't make it into the Senate version of the budget. Why do you think the Senate decided to go for this unclaimed funds solution instead?
So this strikes to the core of something that I think the General Assembly needs to get over. And I know that kind of can sound harsh, but there is an ethos that we are never going to increase a tax or a fee for any reason, anytime, anywhere. And I can appreciate that on, you know, the big taxes, whether it's income, sales, property, CAT, things like that. But it misses the point with respect to some things that other states do. For example, if you're going to get to no income tax, the state of Texas, for example, has one of the highest severance taxes in the country, which is a tax on oil, gas, and mineral extraction. But Ohio, there's just this prevailing ethos that we can't increase anything anywhere, anytime, or just the world will end, for lack of a better way of putting it. Even though some of these tax increases are actually beneficial in the sense that they raise money and they also remove negative externalities. So the economists that come up with these estimates for how much money they raise, and looking at the governor's proposal, for example, which is what 150 is based off of, 199 is a similar approach, that when you do these tax increases on it, fee increases, however you want to put it, they actually discourage, to a degree, sports betting. Not entirely, but they do discourage it. Whereas I think the House and the Senate, their approach has been, well, we can't do this, so let's find money elsewhere, whether it's unclaimed funds or even GRF, to avoid saying that they've done a tax increase. The problem is, one of the approaches was to, increase gaming through iGaming, which I think would have a very bad effect on Ohio. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't recognize where we need to be on something like this. So I will say I'm not surprised that there were no hearings in Senate Finance, given that this was a hot budget topic. It's, irrespective of how you look at it, it's a large sum of money we're talking about. it would be surprising if they had passed it out. But, you know, a hearing or two would have been nice on something like this. And we did ask for that.
We'll continue our conversation after a short break. And later in the program, we'll talk about microplastics and a new way to filter them out of our lives. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our recorded conversation about state funding for stadium projects and what impact state funding could have on the stadium lease negotiations between Hamilton County and the Bengals. My guests are Ohio State Senator Bill Blessing, a Colerain Township Republican, and Cincinnati attorney Tom Gableman. Senator Blessing, you mentioned earlier, you know, these are unclaimed funds. Theoretically, people could claim them. And I know our State House News Bureau colleagues have been reporting that lots more people are trying to claim those funds now that there's been publicity around this. Even if that doesn't happen, there's a limit to how much money would be available to use from right. this source, or would teams be expected to repay this money, Senator Blessing?
Yeah, so that's one of my concerns too with this, that, you know, is that money going to be able to make up for it? Like, in other words, is the rate at which the money is cheats at a level that can sustain all this for the, you know, nearly 20 different venues that it could be potentially called upon to fund? And I admittedly do not have an answer for that. Plus, you know, you have the added demand for people, you know, trying to get their money back through unclaimed funds. But, you know, I would say that in the end, this is something that, you know, I think people need to understand that though the House has passed their version of the budget, the Senate has passed its version of the budget. One thing to keep your eye on is with respect to how sin taxes, and I guess I would consider this a sin tax, in the same vein that we have taxes on tobacco, alcohol, marijuana, gambling. Historically, they are done in conference committee. And part of the reason for that, right, wrong, and or indifferent, is because, as I mentioned before, with that ethos around, you know, potential tax increases, even on sin taxes, I think that it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if the final product included what the governor wanted all along, because he seems to have been very vocal about this. I know he's a guy that keeps things very close to the vest, but that's kind of where I see this going. And if that is the case, once the conference committee is, you know, report is approved, both chambers, you know, really can just do nothing more but a thumbs up or a thumbs down at that point. And I think most members will be tired, ready to get out of Dodge. So it wouldn't surprise me if that's the way that we went. And also that keep in mind that a lot of the governor's proposals were kind of scrapped. I find it hard to believe that he would walk into these negotiations and say, I'm just peachy with all of this, when the budget is gone, particularly in this case, in a radically different direction than the one that he introduced.
So, Senator Blessing, it sounds like you think there's still a chance that one of these proposals that could either tax the handle or increase taxes, these gaming taxes, to help fund stadium projects and ballpark renovations, that could still happen in conference committee.
Almost certainly. I think this is, I mean, you know, it is supposed to be a minor part of the budget process, but I mean, a lot can change in conference committee, right, wrong, or indifferent. I wouldn't be surprised if this changed radically.
Tom, I want to ask you, you know, last week Hamilton County released details about these ongoing lease negotiations with the Bengals. From an outsider's perspective, it looks like the two sides are still pretty far apart, but you've got decades of experience with this. Do you think they can reach a deal by the end of this month?
Yes, a deal should be struck, because it's in the best interest of our county, it's in the best interest of our region, and the state of Ohio. I think Governor DeWine recognizes that. Governor DeWine, when we met with him last Labor Day weekend, and we presented him this novel approach, which has not been done anywhere else except in Tennessee, they had a privilege fee on the handle, on the gross that these sports vendors are making. The governor listened. We met with him over Labor Day weekend for an hour and a half. He came back in February and said, this is the way to go. It's sustainable. We can keep our stadiums all across the state in all of our cities, which you would think the legislators would recognize as this is going to help me. It helps the greatest number of citizens, not a one-off in Cleveland and not a one-off in Hamilton County. That's not what we're looking for. We told the governor we wanted something that would solve major professional sports stadia, minor leagues, and the governor made it one better because he put in his proposal, which Bill has now put into his legislation, that we're going to also help K through 12 interscholastic sports. That's a huge plus. I don't understand why we don't seize on it. That Bill's got to do everything he can to find sanity in the state house between now and June 30th. And again, back to your question, Lucy, yes, a deal should be driven. It should be fair and equitable. The framework was in place to get it done. The framework was in place back in September to get it done. And just at the end of April, the county and the Bengals came together and said, this is what our new deal, our new comprehensive agreement is going to look like. Here are the terms and conditions that are going to be in it. That deal should be able to get done. And deadlines drive deals to get done. And this one would be the right one to get done.
Senator Blessing, just real fast, how quickly do you think the conference committee will be finished with its work? And if some form of a tax on the handle or an increase in the gambling tax doesn't become part of the state budget, are those proposals you might continue to push after the final budget is determined?
Well, I guess I could try to push them after the budget is passed, but I mean, the likelihood of them getting done would be, you know, statistically zero, just because it is a budget item. We do biannual budgets. There would be no more chance to do this until 2027, assuming it didn't work out. But I think conference committee, there's some time in the sense that this past Saturday, I think folks were meeting the big three. So the speaker, the Senate president, and the governor. You have three different proposals. You know, the governor ultimately has a veto on something like this. Frankly, from what I saw, there was a House amendment that was sort of a proxy vote on this. I don't know that the votes are there to override the governor. I think he knows that. I think the ball is in the governor's court on this. And I think it'll be done sometime between 24th, 25th, and 26th of this month.
Did Senator Blessing, is that forced? Assuming the governor does do that, because this is his last term, and he has been he has stood so strong on the logic that this sports gaming revenue fee or tax in the instance of your bill, Senate 150, that he vetoes it, it forces the state to go back and the state Senate and the House to do something that makes more sense, not just for one city in the state and for one owner in the state, but for all of our stadiums across the state.
I don't think it gets to that point. I think that it gets worked out in conference and, you know, all three of them will be supporting something that's more amenable to the governor. And I should point out, you know, I have spoken to the Browns folks and they're not opposed to, you know, the governor's proposal or 150 or 199. They just didn't think the you know, fee increase was a possibility in the House, which I would disagree with him on that, but I think in the end, the governor, I think, is very likely to get his way or close to it.
Well, I've been talking with Ohio State Senator Bill Blessing, a Coleraine Township Republican, and Cincinnati Attorney Tom Gabelman. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Yep, thank you, Lucy. Thanks, Tom. Take care.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Up next, we'll talk about microplastics and a new way to filter them out of our lives. This is Cincinnati Edition.